your small business is booming and ready to expand, you might say something like,
"It's happening!
Booyah!
Yeah! Crushed it."
But if you need someone who can actually help protect your growing business, just say,
"Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there."
And just like that, your State Farm agent can help you get the coverage you need for your new space. For your small business insurance needs, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Hey friends, and welcome to the Happy Hour with Jamie Ivey podcast. I'm your host, Jamie, and I'm so glad you're here. Each week on this show, I invite a friend to join me, and we chat about the big things in life, the little things in life, and everything in between. Hey friends, and welcome to Wednesday, May 8th. What a great week. I just want to say, you just have me today on the podcast. I'm all by myself. And I think I should start with a little bit of gratitude for the love that you guys sent to me after my episode aired on Friday. I was just a mess about that episode. I was so nervous. I was so anxious. I was all the things. And everything has been, you guys have been so kind to me. You've been so kind to me. And the messages I've received from so many of you about, thank you for even saying things that I felt that no one knows about. And thank you for your boundaries. And it's just been really, really great. So I just want to say thank you guys. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I want to say that this is kind of a big day here on May 8th. We're kind of in the middle of a lot of stuff going on. So Monday was my birthday. I turned 46. So grateful to have another year of life. Over the weekend, we had lacrosse games and we won. And my son's team is going to the state championship next weekend. So we're going to Houston. Playing lacrosse has been a joy for me. Always to watch my kids do whatever they're doing. But lacrosse was just a gift to me in this last season. The lacrosse games were such a gift. And so it's been a really, really great weekend. So Monday was my birthday. Today's Wednesday the 8th. And tomorrow, Thursday, May 9th, is the birthday of the Happy Hour. Yes, you heard that. 10 years since I pushed record on this very first episode. That's tomorrow, the birthday. So we're kind of going to celebrate that all month long. I'm super excited. Today, I want to talk to you about my book, Why Can't I Get It Together? And I just wanted to come on here, just me today, and talk about it because I am going to go through this book in a book club. And I would really love it if you joined me for a couple of reasons. Number one, I put a lot of effort into this book. I love it so much. But also, I'm looking at this book through a different lens. And I've been reading it the last couple of weeks, getting ready for May for us to do the book club. And everything is still true. Like everything in there I wrote is still true. And everything in there is still what I would say. I have different life experiences now. And so I'm seeing it through harder life experience than I had ever had before. But I'm still seeing it through the same lenses. The lenses of hope, the lens of the gospel, the lens of the truth that God is actually for his kids. The whole book is about, you know, it's called Why Can't I Get It Together? And it's about really examining the realities of our life. Because if you don't see your life through the correct lens, like what is your actual reality? What is the correct lens? How do we ponder that? Then you can feel like you can't get it together. I mean, literally, I was on a walk sometime in the last couple months, and I think I said out loud to myself, Jamie, get yourself together. And then I had to remind myself that my current reality is really hard. Like my current reality is not the same as my current reality was 2 months ago, 3 months ago, 4 months ago. Heck, honestly, my current reality isn't the same as it was 2 weeks ago. And so when you don't acknowledge what your current reality is, it is hard often to feel like you can get yourself together. And why can't I get it together? Yes, I do believe that we can look at our lives and say, even everything that's going on, I know I have purpose. I know that I can have passions. I know that I can have a plan. When we look at these different areas of our life, I also want to be real honest with you and transparent that there's sometimes that we feel like we can't get it together because we just have a different expectation of what getting it together actually looks like. And I've experienced that a lot in this last season. I've had to give myself a lot of grace. I've had to give myself a lot of pep talks of, Jamie, you are not going to feel the same about your life right now as you did 3 months ago because your life has changed a lot. And so I would love to read this book with you. It came out in February. You can get it anywhere you get books. And then come join our book club. So book club for Jamie Ivey has been going on for a while, but we're going to do it. Anyone that joins right now, it'll be free to go through my book, Why Can't I Get It Together? So I don't want that to stop you. And then obviously I hope you stick around because book clubs are awesome and you should join my book club. So if you go to jamieivey.com/book club, you can join our book club. I would also love it if you already have the book or if you've read the book or if you buy the book, if you share it on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter, it's X now, will you tag me? Because I would love to actually repost what you share and see that you're reading it. Our book club starts the week of May 13th. We're going to read it together. I'm going to have live calls to discuss the book with you guys. Lots of resources, lots of amazing resources. Like, you're going to want this. All these resources that we've developed for you guys. If you go to jamieivey.com/book club, you can join there. You know, a part of this book, I remember in the conversation I had with Tony when I talked about life kind of feels like a roller coaster. And I was like, oh, I wrote about this. And in fact, I have an entire chapter of the book called Adjust. It's chapter 13, and it's all about the roller coaster. I'm going to read a little bit for you. I wrote this. I'm confident you already know this, and that is because you are breathing, you are living, and anyone who has lived for more than a decade is fully aware of life's complexities. Pondering your current reality will look different throughout your lifetime. As your life stage, family, career, location, body, and responsibilities change, so will your reality. And as your reality changes, you may find yourself feeling like you're back at square one of getting it together when you thought you had already made so much progress. You guys, I'm going to stop right here. I have felt that over these last 3 months. I have felt like, wow, I just took 100 steps backwards. I can continue to say this in the book. There are so many things in our lives that we have zero control over. Will you get the job you just interviewed for? Who knows? I'm sure you're super qualified and showed up very prepared for the interview, but in the end, you don't have control over the outcome. Will your friend respond well and reciprocate your kindness? Who knows? You can be kind and inclusive, but you don't have control over how others will react. Will your marriage be without major conflict this year? You can work hard on yourself, your relationship, and your communication, and you can serve your spouse well, but you don't know what difficulty the two of you might have to face together. Will you experience moments that trigger emotions you thought you had dealt with? For sure. You can work on those emotions, bring God into the journey, and develop mantras and prayers to defeat them, and yet you don't have full control over when those memories will arise. Will your baby be born healthy with no deformities or health issues? You can take care of your body and baby during pregnancy, and you will still have zero control over this. We want to have control. We want to know what's coming, but we can't. We can't control the direction or the speed of the roller coaster, but we can control where our eyes are fixed as we ride. We can fix our eyes on our good Father who goes before us, and we don't need to fear. We can fix our eyes on the God who leads us into righteousness and restores our souls. We can fix our eyes on His truths. Follow His word, listen to the Spirit, and grab His hand and keep walking together. You guys, I love that part from the book because I feel like I'm living that right now on this roller coaster. And what's true is that life is hard, but yet we do have some tools at our disposal. We really do have some things that can help us. And so I would love it if you read this book with us. Come on, all the cool kids are doing it, you guys. Come join us on reading this book, Why Can't I Get Together, in our book club. It starts now. Go to jamieivey.com/book club. You don't pay anything right now. And then if you decide to stay, there's a monthly charge to be a part of the book club. If you don't know it, guys, I'm a Texas girl through and through. I've lived here most of my life. I was born here and I love traveling. Here's why I love traveling throughout Texas, because it has a vast landscape of cultures, regions, destinations, and activities, which means there's an infinite number of different travel experiences. And no two travelers are exactly alike, and it means that no two trips should be either. If you're a beach person, well, you can have fun under the sun with Texas's 350 miles of coastline. If you're more of a rugged vacation type, there are campgrounds, hiking trails, and state parks galore. And foodies cannot get enough of Texas's world-famous barbecue and Tex-Mex. Enjoy live music, visit internationally recognized art museums, and check out thrilling cowboy experiences. And now, Travel Texas offers a one-of-a-kind online trip builder that allows users to generate a custom, visually led trip matched to their unique interests. Guys, come visit my state. Visit traveltexas.com/get-your-own to get the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours. That's traveltexas.com/get-your-own. You guys, if you have been around here for a while, you know that I love to walk. You know I'm training for a marathon. You know that I want to get stronger this year. Well, one thing I love is Peloton, because Peloton accommodates your schedule with a variety of class links to choose from. Even literally, if you only had 5 minutes, there's classes to get you moving your body. Peloton has a range of class types to fit every goal and mood. You know what? If you can't run like me, you can take a walking class. You need some grounding? Try yoga. If you want to go level up, go for their Pilates or HIIT workouts. Believe me, it's leveling up. Move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations and guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out, so you can jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day. Sometimes that's the hardest part for me, the guesswork. What do I need to do? Well, Peloton has everything you need to get you where you're going. Whether you prefer to run outdoors, row, or ride at home, or strength train at the gym, Peloton has something for you. I love my Peloton bike. It is such a great workout for me. The trainers are so fun. In fact, I have a couple of favorites. Of course I do. They're probably your favorites too, if I were to say them, but I'm not that kind of person, so I'd keep them to myself. You guys, get a head start on summer and try Peloton risk-free with Peloton rentals at onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. That's onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Okay, guys, I promised you on the show with Tony that I would talk to you about some books that I have been reading this year. So I love to read books. You guys know this because I talk about books that I love to read. I read books of people that I'm interviewing, and I love sharing them with you. So I've read quite a few books this first year, and I haven't really told you about any of them. But if you don't mind, I'm going to tell you about some. So all of these books are going to be in the show notes. If you go to jamieivey.com, you can find the podcast page. All the links are there in case you missed something. So I'm going to read the books and then tell you a little bit about them, okay? The very first book I read this year was called Younger Next Year for Women by Chris Crowley. And this is actually the book that really made me stop and think about taking care of my body. I'm 46 now. I turned 46 on Monday. And this book actually made me think about, what do I want to be in 80 years? There were some parts of this book that I kind of fast-forwarded through. I was like, okay, whatever. But it was really good for me, specifically with strength training. And I'll tell you, I don't think I told this in the episode that Tony was on, and so I'll tell you now, is I made a decision. Well, now I'm thinking I might have told it there. But anyhow, if I already told it, you'll hear it twice. If not, here we go. I made a decision after reading this book, Younger Next Year, at the beginning of January, that I wanted to get stronger. I love to walk. In fact, I'm going to walk a full marathon in December. I'm going to talk to you about that in a minute. I love walking in my neighborhood. It is not just for physical activity, although it is. It's mental. It's emotional. It's just being outside. I love it so much. So I do a lot of walking, but what I don't do is any strength training. And so I read this book, and I really just dedicated this year that I was going to get stronger. And I have been. I go to the gym. I lift weights. I feel so good. My friend Elisa Keaton, I'll send her videos sometimes of me doing the weights. It's just been really great. And during the season when Aaron was gone, I remember I was on a walk and I was just praying. And every once in a while, I kind of make myself go on a walk without any headphones. And that's actually hard for me because I love to listen to books when I walk. But I was out there with nothing, which forces me to kind of be with my thoughts, spend time praying. And I remember it's as if I heard, I was thinking about strength training. I was thinking about being in the weight room. I was thinking about getting stronger this year in 2024. And it's as if I heard, I did not hear God's voice, but it's like I heard him impress on my soul. You thought, Jamie, that you were going to get stronger in the weight room, but I'm actually making you stronger through your life circumstances. And I'll never forget that, because that is what's happening, is God is making me a stronger woman. And I thought I was going to get stronger in the weight room, which I am as well, but that was really, really sweet for me. So then I read after that, I finished John Mark Comer's book, Practicing the Way. Highly recommend, highly recommend this book. Then I read 27 Summers by Ronald Olivier, and he actually was a guest on the podcast. You might have heard him earlier in the year. He spent 27 years incarcerated, and this is a really good book. And then our book club read for January was called The Other Year by Rhea Frey. It's a fiction book, and it sounds very morbid, but I actually really enjoyed it. It is a mother, and she's at the beach with her daughter, and the book takes on two narratives. One where her daughter is out swimming in the ocean and she accidentally drowns. And then the other one is where her daughter doesn't. And it's these two roads that she walks. And I found I really, really liked it. After that, I listened to The Night is Normal by Alicia Bricioli. I love Alicia. She's been on the podcast many times. It's called The Night is Normal, A Guide Through Spiritual Pain. And there's this concept and idea that we fear the night and we fear that pain that we might walk through. And Alicia's saying, hey, it's normal and we actually can learn from it. And man, I might even want to go back and read that on the other side of what I've been walking through now. Then I read The Kingdom, the Power, and the Glory. American Evangelicals in an Age of Extremism by Tim Alberta. It's a big read. It's a very interesting book, I really liked it. And then these are the books I read when Aaron was gone. I started with The Screwtape Letters by C.S. Lewis. I had never read that book before. I listened to the book What Happened to You by Bruce Perry and Oprah Winfrey, and I had listened to it before, and I highly recommend you listening to it. Such a great book. I read Mending a Shattered Heart by Stephanie Carnes. I read Dominion, How the Christian Revolution Remade the World by Tom Holland. Actually, he's a historian. Very big, very good. Lots of great stuff in here. If you love history, you're going to love this book. I read The Body Keeps the Score by Bessel van der Kolk. I've been wanting to read that book for years and years and years, and I finally did it. I read The Ragamuffin Gospel by Brennan Manning. And this was my first Brennan Manning book. It's the first time I read this book, and it was so good. I underlined so much stuff in this book. Highly recommend that book. It's a book that I could see myself reading every year. I read Intimate Deception, Healing the Wounds of Sexual Betrayal by Sherry Keffer. I read Your Sexually Addicted Spouse, How Partners Can Cope and Heal by Barbara Steffens. I read Moving Beyond Betrayal, The Five-Step Boundary Solution for Partners of Sex Addicts by Vicki Tidwell Palmer. I enjoyed all three of those books. They had a lot of helpful information for me of where I am on this journey. Not all of it was helpful for me, but I can take what I can learn from it and use it. I did not read Good Boundaries, Goodbye. I've already read that by Lisa Turkhurst, but if you're looking for a boundary book, that's really, really good. I've actually never read the book Boundaries by Dr. Hendry Cloud and Dr. John Townsend. It's on my list. I have it here. I want to read it, but it's so good. But that Moving Beyond Betrayal, The Five-Step Boundary Solution was really good as well. And then we read Tell Me More, Stories About the 12 Hardest Things I'm Learning by Kelly Corrigan. That was our book club read, and I loved that so much. Then I read If I Don't Laugh, I'll Cry by Molly Stillman. And Molly's coming on the show soon. In fact, she interviewed here in person and her book is so good. And then the last two books that I have read were It Wasn't Roaring, It Was Weeping by Lisa Jo Baker. And she's also coming on the show soon. And that book will be one of the best books I've read all year. And then I read Where the Light Fell by Philip Yancey and love that book. Crazy. I've never read anything by Philip Yancey before. I have two books of his that I'm dying to open whenever I have a next chance. But I really enjoyed his memoir. And then the last book that I have finished so far was On Getting Out of Bed, The Burden and Gift of Living by Alan Noble. And if you know anyone who is experiencing depression, suicide ideation, this is a teeny tiny book. And it was, I really, really, really enjoyed it and thought it was super helpful. Right now, I'm currently reading The Covenant of Water, which is 1,100,000 pages. It's so long. And I'm also reading As Long as the Lemon Trees Grow. And I wanted to tell you all those books, and I know that was a lot. But I wanted to tell you that when Aaron was gone, I read a lot of great books in the last couple of weeks, just like Molly's book and Kelly Corrigan's book and Lisa Jo Baker's book and Philip Yancey's books. Those memoir type books are hands down my favorite type of books to read ever. But I also read some hard books on boundaries and addiction and codependency. And if you find yourself in a situation where you can relate to what I'm going through, I would recommend all of those books that I read. And if you have recommendations for me, I'll take them as well. I have more books on my shelf that I'm dying to get to. One of the things that I mentioned a lot in Friday's show is how helpful the stories that I've heard on the Happy Hour have been for me on this journey that I'm on right now. And I think even when I was reading the books that I was reading, it was really helpful for me to feel less alone in my journey. And I've had a handful of people reach out to me that I personally know and just say, "You're walking a road I've already walked." And I just didn't know it. And what I'm learning a lot right now is how, I mean, a couple things. I've always said this, and I feel it even more now, is that just no one gets through life without getting hurt and having wounds and scars. And gosh, I wish it was different. I really do wish that it was different. And yet I cannot find a way around it being any different. I have a friend, her name is Nancy, and she texts me scripture almost every day. And it's been such a lifeline for me. And last week, in fact, last Friday, she texted me, it's Jeremiah 20, 11 through 13. It's from the Message translation. I'm going to read two verses actually that she's texted me recently. This one says, "I'll show up and take care of you as I promised and bring you back home. I know what I'm doing. I have it all planned out, plans to take care of you, not abandon you, plans to give you the future you hope for. When you call on me, when you come and pray to me, I'll listen. When you come looking for me, you'll find me. Yes, when you get serious about finding me and want it more than anything else, I'll make sure you won't be disappointed. God's decree, I'll turn things around for you." And then the message that she actually sent me today when I'm recording this on Sunday, it says this, and this is Lamentations 3, 28 through 33 in the Message translation. It says, "When life is heavy and hard to take, go off by yourself. Enter the silence. Bow in prayer. Don't ask questions. Wait for hope to appear. Don't run from trouble. Take it full face. The worst is never the worst. Why? Because the master won't ever walk out and fail to return. If he works severely, he'll also work tenderly. His stockpiles of loyal love are immense. He takes no pleasure in making life hard and throwing roadblocks in the way." Oh, I love that last part. He takes no pleasure in making life hard and throwing roadblocks in the way. That's Lamentations 3, 28 through 33. So helpful. And she has sent me scripture almost every single day. Isn't that so kind of her? Now, another thing that happened when Aaron was gone, people would send me music to recommend that I listen to, and I was so grateful for that. My friend Lindsay sent me a playlist that I should listen to, and I also made a playlist of myself. My playlist is called Hardest Days of My Life. There it is. There's a couple of songs I want to tell you about that if you just need to go add them to your listen list. I'm just going to tell you, these songs are amazing. One of them, actually, my friend Tony sent this to me. It's from Anna Golden and Carrie Job, and it's called Take It to Jesus. Oh, my word. It is so good. I mean, so good. Anna Golden and Carrie Job, Take It to Jesus. Brooke Ligerwood's new album, 8, has been on repeat, like the whole thing. I love it so very much. I really think she like carried me through this time. Someone sent me the song of Psalm 23, which I told you on Friday, that's been really a group of verses I've clung to so much in the last 3 months. And it's a Phil Wickham version. It's called Psalm 23. Love it so very much. Taya has an album. I think it's self-titled, Taya, T-A-Y-A. It's been out for a while because I have been listening to it on repeat forever, but a couple of those songs have really, really been impactful to me. I told you about Savannah's song last week, Brutal Miracle. Abby Siller, I don't know who this is either. She has a song called In Between, and I loved it so much. There's a song called I Speak Jesus. I love the version that Passion put out. Okay, and then two more. My friend Jana sent me this song from Bethel Music called Arrows, I Will Be With You. Oh my gosh, it is so good. And then, oh, three more guys, I'm sorry. And then Good Plans is a song from Red Rocks Worship. Again, I've given you 100 books, 100 songs. If you're like, Jamie, I want all these, they're on my website, jamieivey.com. It'll be show notes. Go find it. It is episode 668. You will find it all there. And then John Guerrera, he has an album called Ordinary Ways. If you have not listened to this album by John Guerrera, it is so amazing. There's a song called The Lord Will Provide that has just carried me. I mean, literally carried me. There's another song that he does called How Long? And the chorus says, how long will the weight be this heavy? How long can we bend till we break? Because the rain isn't good till it's falling and your grace isn't good till it's spent. How long? Oh my gosh, it is so good. It says, I have trusted in your mercy. For your mercy, I will wait. As I lift my voice to you, O Lord, would you increase my faith? I have trusted in your mercy. For your mercy, I will wait. As I lift my voice to you, O Lord, would you increase my faith? So very good. So I just really would play these songs on repeat. I made a whole album. There were a bunch of songs in there from Maverick City. Brandon Lake's Gratitude was in there. I went old school and got a couple of Rich Mullen songs. And they just became really a gift to me, really a gift that I could cry out my heart to the Lord through song, which it's always been that way for me. I've always really enjoyed worship and really, really feel close to the Lord in worship. And so that's been really, really good for me. If you don't know it, guys, I'm a Texas girl through and through. I've lived here most of my life. I was born here and I love traveling. Here's why I love traveling throughout Texas, because it has a vast landscape of cultures, regions, destinations, and activities, which means there's an infinite number of different travel experiences. And no two travelers are exactly alike, and it means that no two trips should be either. If you're a beach person, well, you can have fun under the sun with Texas's 350 miles of coastline. If you're more of a rugged vacation type, there are campgrounds, hiking trails, and state parks galore. And foodies cannot get enough of Texas's world-famous barbecue and Tex-Mex. Enjoy live music, visit internationally recognized art museums, and check out thrilling cowboy experiences. And now, Travel Texas offers a one-of-a-kind online trip builder that allows users to generate a custom, visually-led trip matched to their unique interests. Guys, come visit my state. Visit traveltexas.com/get-your-own to get the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours. That's traveltexas.com/get-your-own. You guys, if you have been around here for a while, you know that I love to walk. You know I'm training for a marathon. You know that I want to get stronger this year. Well, one thing I love is Peloton, because Peloton accommodates your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. Even literally, if you only had 5 minutes, there's classes to get you moving your body. Peloton has a range of class types to fit every goal and mood. You know what? If you can't run like me, you can take a walking class. You need some grounding? Try yoga. If you want to go level up, go for their Pilates or HIIT workouts. Believe me, it's leveling up. Move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations and guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out, so you can jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day. Sometimes that's the hardest part for me, the guesswork. What do I need to do? Well, Peloton has everything you need to get you where you're going. Whether you prefer to run outdoors, row, or ride at home, or strength train at the gym, Peloton has something for you. I love my Peloton bike. It is such a great workout for me. The trainers are so fun. In fact, I have a couple of favorites. Of course I do. They're probably your favorites too, if I were to say them, but I'm not that kind of person, so I keep them to myself. You guys, get a head start on summer and try Peloton risk-free with Peloton rentals at onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. That's onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. You heard me talk about walking a marathon, and this is still happening. And I am going to predict that when I get to Hawaii and I cross the line on 26 miles at the end of 2024, it's going to mean a little bit more to me than I ever imagined it would. I could have never imagined my year looking as it looks. And for me to train for something and then finish it this year is going to be a major accomplishment for me. And it was going to be a major accomplishment no matter what. It just feels a little different now. And so if you did not hear the original episode with my friend Elisa Keaton, we'll link it here. It came out in January of this year. And on that episode, Elisa and I share about how we ended up wanting to train for a marathon, to walk a marathon. So I'm not going to recap that here. Go back and listen to it, because number one, Elisa is amazing. And I just think you'll really, really enjoy that episode. So I have partnered, along with a bunch of other women, we have partnered with Revelation Wellness, and we are a part of the Love Paced Race. love pace because we want to move at the pace of love. I believe we're all walking it, although one of the gals might be running, but we've all committed to either do a half marathon or a full marathon. I'm going to try to do both. I'll be honest with you. I'm definitely 100% doing the full in Hawaii in December. I've already registered for it, and I'm considering doing the half in October in Long Beach, California. So that's a consideration for me. I have not dedicated myself to that just yet, but we're training for this, and there's several of us that are doing this. Alisa Keaton, Ann Voskamp, Felicia Masonheimer, Ashley Miner, Nika Maples, Lisa Whittle, Nicole Eunice, Jamie Nato, Nita Landis, several of those ladies you've heard on the Happy Hour before. And we're all doing this, and we would love for you to join us. In fact, right now, if you go to revelationwellness.org/LPR, that stands for Love Pace Race, you can sign up now to get information. You're not signing up to run a race. You're not signing up to train. You're just signing up to get notified when you can start training. Revelation Wellness is doing all the training for us. It's going to be amazing. And then we actually start training in June, right around the corner, you guys. And you, I cannot wait to see how many of you are going to do this with us because I'm giddy about it. In fact, I think it'll go down as the best thing I do this year. I'm just predicting it. I'm just predicting that training and completing 26 miles in the hardest year of my life will go down as the best thing of this year. I'm just saying, and one of the things that my counselor said to me recently, we were having one of our confessional community times, and Kurt was leading it, and he talked about weightlifting, and I've already talked to you about weightlifting, how I want to be stronger. And he said, when you lift those weights and you get more and more every time, you are telling your brain and your body that you can do hard things. And I'm just here to tell you guys that I am in the midst. Oh my gosh, there's a mouse in here. There's a mouse in my studio. Oh my word, I'm dying. I can't. Oh my gosh, where is a mouse coming from? Oh my word. Oh my gosh, am I still recording? We clearly have a mouse problem and I'm dying. I cannot work under these environments. Dying. Oh my gosh, what do I do? I'm just going to keep my eye on it. So guys, if you too are having a hard time this year, I'm not saying a marathon's going to solve your problems by any means. I'm not even, well, you know what? I actually will say that moving your body will help your problems. I'm just going to go out on a limb and say it. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a trainer, but I really believe that. Like, I really believe that moving our bodies, it changes something in us. And I believe that because A, I'm experiencing it, and B, I've read about it and listened to it. And Alisa is my number one cheerleader about that. So you know what, guys? I would love for you just to think about it. Just think about it. Just dream about it. I mean, if nothing else, you're like, I could go to Hawaii or Long Beach. If you're interested at all, again, we'll put the link in the show notes where I keep telling you to go, but go to revelationwellness.org/LPR. And that is where you can sign up to get the information when it goes live. There's literally a mouse in here. I cannot even hardly focus, you guys. Like, it's kind of cute, but I also am fully aware it's a mouse. Oh, it's coming towards me. Okay, here we go. Okay, y'all, tomorrow is the Happy Hour's 10th birthday. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I cannot believe I've been doing this job for 10 years. And more importantly than that, I cannot believe how many of you keep showing up every single week. I am just the luckiest girl in the world. Literally, I have the best job, best listeners, best family, best job. Like, could I be more lucky? In all seriousness, thank you. And I want to tell you this. I would love to hear from you. Put it on your stories. Send me a message, however you can do that. I want to hear, what have your favorite episodes been? Do you remember the first show that you ever heard? We're going to have some images that we're going to share with you. And we'll put them in our newsletters. They'll be on my Instagram and you can get those. The best gift you can give us at the Happy Hour, the very best gift you could give us, if you've never given us a rating, we'll take 5 stars. Go for that. If you've never reviewed the show, please do that. But most importantly, the best thing you can do is tell your friends. Just like text your girlfriend. Send them a show. So many podcast listener apps have an easy way to share with your friends. It would be the best gift you could give us. All right, you guys, I'm grateful for you guys. I really, really, really would love it if every single one of you listening read my book with me this month. Why Can't I Get It Together? First of all, go get it wherever you get books. The time I'm recording this, which is on Sunday, it's on sale right now. So go to Amazon, get it wherever you get books. If you have a local bookstore, go to your local bookstore. But I would love it if you read the book with us this month. Okay, hold on, Jason. Aaron, hurry. It's right here. It's another mouse. Right there. I'm still recording, by the way, everybody. Oh. Oh.
This big.
It's so scary.
How is that scary?
How is it scary? It's a mouse. Oh, heavens, Betsy. I'm on recording. Yes. Thank you. Okay, here we go. You guys, happy May 8th. I just feel like this is a fun day. I'm here all by myself on the podcast. Happy birthday to the happy hour tomorrow. I can't believe it. Happy birthday to me. And I'm just going to be celebrating my birthday all week. I'm really happy to have another year of life. I truly am. I can say with everything in me that I'm walking the hardest season I've ever walked in my entire life. And dear Lord, maybe it'll be the hardest. And I can also hold my head high and say, I'm taking care of my body. I'm taking care of my people. I'm taking care of my kids. I'm working on my marriage. Like, I am moving, and figuratively, literally, all the things. And it is truly the gift of the Lord that I am how I am right now. It's His kindness. It's His kindness. And I'm giddy and grateful to be here with you on the happy hour. So, best gift you could give me is twofold. Join my book club. Come on, jamieivy.com/book club. Let's read Why Can't I Get It Together and give the happy hour some love this week. You guys, thank you so much. Friday on the show, Jenny Allen is here, and Jenny and I recorded this episode in January, and we had just held on to it and haven't aired it yet. So Friday, Jenny's here. Also coming up this month, we got Lisa Jo Baker, Molly Stillman, Latasha Morrison, Tasha Cobbs. It's going to be a great month. All right, you guys, thanks for listening.
The Happy Hour is produced and hosted by myself, Jamie Ivy, with assistance from Nikki Ogden and Ashley Caldwell, and the show is edited by Jason Talley.
Here's to the paper pushers, the rush hour warriors, and the gotta get awayers. Trade the daily grind for a place to unwind, where you can rise with the tide and roll down the boardwalk. Where you can eat French fries for lunch and ice cream for dinner. Where your only commute is your walk to the beach. Where every day feels like Saturday. Ocean City, Maryland. Somewhere to smile about. Book your trip at OCOcean.com.
If your small business has a problem, you could say,
ugh, just my luck.
But you should say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And we'll help get you back in business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.